Hello, this is Brooke Volk, your host on WCBC. Worldwide is what we are, and celestial broadcast communication is what we do, and it is astonishingly what it sounds like, celestial communications, as from angels from the highest celestial realms. Why? For soul awakening and understandings of the spirit realms of which you will become an inhabitant of after the physical experience. Not to be classified as religious programming, but spiritual it is. Angels are not respecters of dogmas and creeds of orthodoxy. Today's celestial message comes from my co-host in spirit, Luke. The title of the message, Truth Comes Through the Soul, Awakened by God's Love. The medium, Al Fike, Gibson's, Canada. Date was September 22nd, 2018. Dear souls, I am Luke. My dear sons, you have many questions. You seek many answers. You are like so many in the world. Their pursuit of truth is often through the mind, and the mind is extremely limited in knowing spiritual truth. The avenues in which you seek truth are not altogether satisfactory. It is as if you wish to examine the moon with a telescope, and you turn the telescope backwards. And as you look through the large aperture, the moon is further away, is it not? So it is with the mind. For the mind seeks truth through logic on a certain avenue of understanding, but in many cases, when you consider spiritual pursuits, the foundation is built upon a distorted view. Clarity comes from the soul, and the soul must be awakened by this gift from God, the divine love. Without this awakening within the soul, without the apertures and mechanisms of the soul to understand God, creation and life from the spiritual perspective, there can be no satisfaction, no clear truths discovered. Yet within your souls is the capacity to know the vast universe of God's creation. It is within every soul, these potentials. Yet so many in your world have no idea how to open up these wondrous gifts that lay within the soul, these faculties of understanding that go far beyond reason and deduction. They are knowings. These knowings come not from the tedious pursuit of material knowledge. No, these are gifts from God, and God pours His truth upon you when your souls are open to receive. So to truly know the answers to your questions, one must start with prayer, with every effort to receive God with the longings of your souls. This precedes the curiosity of your mind, the efforts of logic, conversations using words. To understand truth, it goes far beyond these instruments of knowing truth, for within an awakened soul, all the mysteries of the universe may be revealed in time. As the soul becomes more awakened, as the perceptions of the soul more acute, the awareness that comes reaches the threshold of the mind, the consciousness of the individual, then many things may flow and may fill up your awareness with such astounding things, such marvelous awarenesses, feelings, and expansions of the soul that you will view the world very differently indeed. You will also see your brothers and sisters walking in their somnambulance, unable to proceed beyond the five senses and the mental imaginations of the material mind. Yet within you is a deep longing, a curiosity to truly know, to truly be alive and awake. This comes with prayer. Unfortunately, in your societies, the idea of prayer is frowned upon as weakness, even superstition. So many reject this simple avenue that opens the door to the wonderments of creation, where faith is born and trust in God is real and substantial, where love reigns supreme and joy is the harbinger of all truth. Beloveds, take this step. Speak from your hearts to God. Ask for His blessings of love. Ask for Him to open your soul faculties, to awaken these beautiful gifts within your soul, so that you may know truth from a place that is substantial and unshakable. No other road will take you to the altar of truth like this road. Yes, certainly aspects of creation may be observed by the mind and deduced by the logic of the mind, but like the telescope in reverse, you see a very small fragment. When this instrument is used properly, many more things come into clarity and a deeper perspective is gained. Use the instruments of your soul upon your spiritual pursuits. Understand the mysteries of the universe, the wonderment of God with the awakening of your souls. In this way, you may show others the way to truth, the way to awakening your life and all its potentials and beauty. Though there are many ways to God, the way of beseeching God to receive this gift of His essence within your souls is the most powerful and the highest of blessings. It may be done through the flickering of an instance where you feel the longing within your soul and express it to God. It may be done as you do now in prayer reflection, in the quietness and peace of prayer and longing, where God puts His hand upon you and you feel the deep peace, the mantle of peace, and the love that envelops and infuses you, giving upliftment and awakening those sleeping parts of your soul. So much awaits the child that goes to God in humility, simplicity, and true longing. In this innocence, true knowledge is born. In this longing, the strength of the soul is recognized in your prayers given with true desire. God awaits you and brings you to the deep touch within that you long for. Every soul may beseech God in this way and receive His touch of love. God does not judge you. God loves you, every single soul. God loves every one of His children and longs for this relationship of love to flourish and grow within each soul. Do not restrict yourselves in this regard. Walk in faith. Seek God, trusting that as you reach out, as you feel that vulnerable place within you that seeks love, you will be met with acceptance. You will be embraced with love. You will be carried in light. So little effort upon you brings such great rewards. The awakening of your souls is the highest calling that one may attain in this material world, for it is only this that you may take with you into the world of spirit, and this is a great treasure, a great gift. No other thing is greater than the gift of God's love, for with this gift all other gifts are possible, all truth made real, all love pure, healing the soul and awakening the soul. Beloveds, you sit in the light of God's love. Breathe it in like a thirsty man in the desert. Drink these waters to bring you back to life, life everlasting, blessings beyond comprehension, joy that builds forever. I am Luke. You have been listening to one of a few personally created podcasts where divine love, celestial angel messages are featured. For more information, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com and New-Birth.net or CelestialBroadcast.com and SoulTruth.ca. This is Brooke Folk, a divine love-lit soul for you, and this has been a Divine Love Chapel of the Air Worldwide Celestial Broadcast Communication, WCBC.